36. O ye two favoured handmaids of the Lord, the letter from Mother Beecher hath been received, and truly it spoke for you both, wherefore I address the two of you together. This seemeth very good to me, for ye two pure beings are even as a single precious gem. Ye are two boughs branched from a single tree. Ye both adore the same beloved. Ye both are longing for the same resplendent sun. My hope is that all the handmaids of God in that region will unite like unto the waves of one unending sea. For although blown about as the wind listeth, these are separate in themselves, yet in truth are they all at one with the boundless deep. How good it is if the friends be as close as sheaves of light, if they stand together side by side in a firm, unbroken line. For now have the rays of reality from the sun of the world of existence united in adoration all the worshippers of this light. And these rays have, through infinite grace, gathered all peoples together within this wide-spreading shelter. Therefore, must all souls become as one soul, and all hearts as one heart. Let all be set free from the multiple identities that were born of passion and desire, and in the oneness of their love for God, find a new way of life. O ye two handmaids of God, now is the time for you to become as bounteous cups that are filled to overflowing, and even as the reviving gusts that blow from the Abhar paradise, to scatter the fragrance of musk across that land. Release yourselves from this world's life, and at every stage long ye for non-existence, for when the ray returneth to the sun, it is wiped out, and when the drop cometh to the sea, it vanisheth. And when the true lover findeth his beloved, he yieldeth up his soul. Until a being setteth his foot in the plane of sacrifice, he is bereft of every favour and grace. And this plane of sacrifice is the realm of dying to the self, that the radiance of the living God may then shine forth. The martyr's field is the place of detachment from self, that the anthems of eternity may be upraised. Do all ye can to become wholly weary of self, and bind yourselves to that countenance of splendours. And once ye have reached such heights of servitude, ye will find gathered within your shadow all created things. This is boundless grace. This is the highest sovereignty. This is the life that dieth not. All else save this is at the last but manifest perdition and great loss. Praise be to God. The gate of boundless grace is opened wide. The heavenly table is set. The servants of the merciful and his handmaids are present at the feast. Strive ye to receive your share of this eternal food, so that ye shall be loved and cherished in this world and the next.